Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
And welcome, everyone, to our Bleacher Report app breakdown of the conference tournaments here in Champ Week. Going to look at each bracket, give you my quick prediction. We'll take some questions, and we'll go around the country here. Let's start off and just go right to it with the WCC. This is happening Monday night and Tuesday night. Gonzaga, St. Mary's are the favorites. It's sort of a weird bracket the way they break it down here. But we're at a point now where St. Mary's will play Santa Clara, Gonzaga, San Francisco. Gonzaga beat San Francisco at the Chase Center. That was part of a huge week for them because then they also beat St. Mary's. So the way this plays out here, I would say that Gonzaga is playing better than St. Mary's right now. They just beat them in Moraga. So I'm looking at the Zags on Tuesday night to be the WCC automatic qualifier, beating St. Mary's. I think we're going to have another classic Gale-Zag matchup at the Orleans Arena. I've been there many times to that game. Not going to be there this year. It's always a great atmosphere. Gale fans travel well. Zag fans always travel well to Las Vegas. Let's look at the Atlantic 10. This is interesting. Richmond and Loyola of Chicago tied for first. You see the one, you saw Richmond is the one, Loyola Chicago is the two, Dayton is the three. Now what's interesting here is that Dayton can get in on its own merit as an at-large. That's not the case for Richmond and Loyola Chicago. Loyola Chicago, though, is playing the best basketball of any team in this league. Drew Valentine should be on a long list of National Coach of the Year. He's not going to get it, but he's done a great job of resuscitating the Rambler program. This tournament's in Brooklyn, and I'm going with the Ramblers. I think this league is going to get two bids. Dayton with the at-large. Loyola Chicago stays hot. Sister Jean back in the NCAA tournament. Now let's go to the American. Florida Atlantic is in its first year in the American. As we know, Houston left. They were the favorite last couple of years. Left the American to go to the Big 12. Taking with them UCF and Cincinnati. So here we go. Here are the top four seeds. South Florida won the regular season. Great job by the Bulls. The problem is they don't have the metrics to get in by themselves. UAB, Andy Kennedy has always got a squad there. Charlotte's had a good year at three. Florida Atlantic, they're at the two seed. Now, Florida Atlantic just beat Memphis. Memphis, early in the season, looked like an NCAA tournament team. That has not been the case of late. They're the five seed. So they're going to play the winner of Rice, Wichita State. Then if they win that game, they got to play UAB and then get to potentially South Florida. By the way, South Florida just lost to Tulsa, and Tulsa is there a potential rematch if they can get in that past that 8-9 game against East Carolina. So who am I picking here to come out of the American? Well, unfortunately, I think it's going to end up being a one bid league. As great a year as South Florida had, I don't think they can get in by themselves. I think they need to win this league tournament title. And I think FAU does it as the two seed and gets the automatic bid in their first year in the American. Now, arguably one of the best tournaments seasons we've seen out of a league that is not considered a Power 5 league, the Mountain West. This tournament rarely disappoints, usually has great matchups. And this year, we're looking at a potential of six bids coming out of the Mountain West Conference. So let's take a look at the bracket. Played at the Thomas Mack Center on UNLV's campus. Utah State survived New Mexico at home against Logan. A three-pointer beat the Lobos late on Saturday. They're the one seed. The two seed is Nevada. The three seed is Boise State. Leon Rice has done an outstanding job. You see they're right in the middle of that 4-5 game, UNLV San Diego State. That's a road game for San Diego State, and it will be counted as a road game if they get that. So if San Diego State wins that game, that's a true road win. The same thing you'll see later with St. John's and the Big East. So the way I see this all playing out is I would love to see either a Nevada, a Nevada-Colorado State quarter would be great. A Boise-New Mexico quarter, again, would be really outstanding. And New Mexico's going to have to get by Air Force, which upset them at the Pit. So the Lobos, I think, need one quality win in this tournament. I don't think Boise will beat them three times. I think New Mexico beats Boise. I think Nevada beats CSU. I think we have a Nevada-New Mexico semi, a San Diego State, Utah State semi. San Diego State, Nevada final in Vegas. And I like Steve Alford to get it done. The Wolfpack are hot. They have a great crowd there in Las Vegas. They already won a tournament earlier this season in Hawaii. And I think the Wolfpack are going to get in comfortably, not go to Dayton like they did a year ago where they got embarrassed. I don't think that's going to happen. Now let's go to the Pac-12. Pac-12 tournament. Last year, T-Mobile, last Pac-12 tournament, which is quite a shame. Just so disappointing that this has happened to the league. Someone who used to cover this league, followed it extensively. It's just a shame that this is the last one. So Arizona's the one. Likely, I think, going to play USC. Just lost to the Trojans. I think they get them this time. They get to the semis. Oregon-UCLA, which is what the matchup I think we'll get. I think UCLA, Oregon, I could see UCLA getting there. We get that Arizona-UCLA in the semi. Down below, Cal, I think, beats Stanford, and then Washington State beats Cal. And then here it gets interesting. Utah-Arizona State. Utah's really struggling. I think they beat the Sun Devils. Rematch with Colorado. Decent games this season. I think Colorado beats them. And we get a Colorado-Washington State semi. Arizona-UCLA. Arizona-Colorado semi. Excuse me, final. I like the Buffaloes. Okay, Arizona travels great in Las Vegas, but I like Colorado and getting in the NCAA tournament as the AQ. I have them right now in the field, but I love the way Colorado's playing right now. KJ Simpson's a star. I got Colorado. I had to pick at least one upset that's going to upset some Arizona fans. Arizona just lost USC. I know they play well in Vegas, but I got Colorado in an upset pick to win the Pac-12. All right, so let's take some questions here before we go to the other six. Mason says, even as a three, still thinks Dayton wins the A-10. Yeah, they certainly can, but I like the way Loyola is playing right now. Thrasher says, New Mexico has a chance to win it all. Yeah, I mean, they have the talent, but they got to be healthy. Mashburn was sick, did not play in that game against Utah State. Michigan State is not locked for the tournament. We'll get to the Big Ten in a moment. The Colorado-Arizona final, so Montrose agrees with me that Colorado wins. Maestro, I think Pac-12 Mount West tournament is so wide open, and he likes the Colorado pick. Thank you. Would UNLV have to win out to make the tournament? Hampton says, yes, they would.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, let's go back, and now let's do the Big East. Big East tournament, always one of the best in the country. MSG is... I think arguably the best place to see college basketball, certainly of a neutral four. So you've got UConn probably playing Butler. Seton Hall, I think, takes out St. John's and knocks the Red Storm out. UConn, Seton Hall, I think UConn advances. Providence beat Georgetown. Providence, Creighton. Villanova beats DePaul. Marquette, Villanova. I got Creighton over Marquette because I don't know about Tyler Kolek. I don't know. So I've got a Creighton-UConn final. High-scoring affair. But I just can't go against UConn in the Garden. I just don't see it. They're rolling. I think UConn is essentially Storrs South, Gamble South. The Garden's going to be rocking for the Huskies on Saturday night. They're going to have great momentum going into the NCAA tournament. We'll see what happens here. ACC. A lot of teams have a lot to play for here in the ACC tournament. This one in DC now. Next cycle of ACC tournaments, they will stay in the footprint in North Carolina. So let's take a look at the ACC bracket. All right. Top seeds, North Carolina. Two seeds, Duke. Three seeds, Virginia. Four seed is Pitt. The most intriguing team here is Pitt. I think they got to win two games, at least one game for sure, to get on their good side of the bubble. And they really need to play Wake Forest. I think that Wake Forest-Pitt game, whoever wins that game has a chance. Whoever loses is definitely out. NC State, I think, advanced to play Syracuse. I kind of like Syracuse to play Duke. Duke advances. Then BC, Clemson, Virginia. I could see Clemson beating them. And then Virginia's going to be shaky. Duke, Clemson, Duke advances. Carolina advances. I think we have a Carolina-Duke rematch, third time. And 2 weeks ago, I said I would have picked Duke. After Saturday, not feeling it. I think Carolina wins, gets this title, and the fourth number one seed. Let's go to the Big Ten. I will be there beginning Tuesday night. Games start Wednesday through Sunday at the Target Center in Minnesota. Big Ten finished up late Sunday night. So here's the bracket. Intriguing. We got Purdue as the one seed. That 8-9 game is going to be, wow. Michigan State has to win that. If Michigan State loses that game, they're in trouble. Legitimate trouble of not making it. It doesn't help that Minnesota's playing early at 11 a.m. because I think they'd have better crowd support if it was later. And they're suddenly not playing well. So I think Michigan State wins that, and they play Purdue, but Purdue wins it. Now you've got, I think, a Rutgers-Maryland game. And I like Rutgers to play Wisconsin. Wisconsin to play Northwestern. I like Northwestern, actually, to play in advance and play Purdue in a semi. Iowa, Ohio State, I think Ohio State wins. Iowa out. Ohio State, Illinois. Illinois wins. Illinois to the semi. Penn State beats Michigan. Indiana, Penn State. Indiana wins. Nebraska, Indiana. I like Nebraska. I got a Nebraska-Illinois semi and a Purdue-Northwestern semi. So I like the chalk here. Then I like a Purdue-Illinois final. Throwing a curveball here. I think Illinois gets them. I think Illinois wins this game. And I don't think it'll be a bad thing for Purdue. I like the way the Illini are playing. That win on Sunday at Iowa was substantial. They defended. They're going to be hungry to beat Purdue. It's hard to beat a team three times. I know I just said Carolina will do it. But I like Illinois in this one. In a late possession game. All right. Big 12. This will be the best, I think, the most competitive tournament. A lot of questions here in Kansas City with Kansas. As of this discussion, we don't know if Hunter Dickinson with his shoulder, Kevin McCullough with his knee, if they're going to play. We don't know that. Houston's a one seed. The two seed is Iowa State. The three seed is Baylor. The four, Texas Tech. So I like a Cincinnati, Kansas, Baylor, but I like Baylor to advance. I like a Texas, Iowa State to advance. So I like an Iowa State, Baylor. Then a Houston, TCU, Houston advance. And then at the top, Texas Tech taking on BYU. BYU beats UCF. I like the Cougars matchup. BYU, Houston. BYU's first time in the Big 12. Houston's first time in the Big 12. Iowa State, Baylor. I like a a Baylor-Houston final. They played some good games this year. Houston wins it. Houston gets the number one overall seed by winning this tournament. SEC, last one. This one in Nashville. Tennessee won the regular season title, so they are the one seed. The two seed is Kentucky, the three Alabama, the four Auburn. So at the top, I like a Tennessee-Mississippi State matchup, Tennessee advancing. Arkansas-Vandy, Arkansas-South Carolina, South Carolina-Auburn, Auburn against Tennessee in a rematch. They had a really good game a couple weeks ago. A&M beats Ole Miss, Kentucky beats A&M. Then we got Georgia-Missouri, Florida over Georgia, Florida over Alabama, again, they just beat them this week, past week. Kentucky, Florida, Auburn, Tennessee. That'd be a great foursome. Kentucky beats Florida, Tennessee beats Auburn, and Kentucky beats Tennessee in the final on Sunday to get a two seed with Tennessee, both twos, in the NCAA tournament. So that's how I see the SEC playing out. Kentucky winning that one. All right. So that's your other sort of 12. All right. I personally don't see anyone beating UConn in the Big East tourney. Too many injuries across the board with Marquette. Nomad says, I agree with you. Who'd be the biggest threat to UConn in their tournament? Jason says, well, it would be Creighton. I agree. UNC definitely wins the ACC tourney. Only team that will rival them is Duke. Agree again. T. Bowman. Do the Tar Heels need to win the ACC to lock the number one seed up? Yes. Rocket fan. Who's the biggest threat to Houston? I think it's Baylor. Would Iowa have to win out to get to the championship to make it? I think they got to get to minimum semis, and I think a final, based on what could happen around the country, I think they get in if they get to the final. Baylor gets revenge against Houston after they lost to them in OT? Yeah, that'd be a great final. We'll see. Would Tennessee drop a seed if they don't win the SEC? They could drop to a three, but I don't see it. I think they're going to be – they could be the fourth two, but I think they stay on that two line. So that's the way I see it playing out. Scott says, I hope you're right about the Tar Heels. Does RJ Davis play well come tournament time? I think he does, and I think he's the MVP, he's the ACC player of the year. So all of that I think would happen. All right, last question here from Misan. Love the Colorado pick and Nevada. Do you think they make a deep run? Yes. Nevada, I think, could get to the Sweet 16. We'll see them back. Colorado, no. But yes, Nevada could make a run. All right, so reviewing my picks. Gonzaga wins the WCC. Loyola wins the A-10. FAU the American. Nevada wins the Mountain West. Colorado, upset pick in the Pac-12. UConn the Big East. Carolina the ACC. Illinois the Big Ten. Houston in the Big 12. And Kentucky winning the SEC. See how I do. Next stream, Selection Sunday night at 7 o'clock Eastern and then 8 o'clock Eastern. We will go over the bracket, make some picks, winners and losers, and then we get going. We're off and running after that. So enjoy Champ Week. I'll be in Minnesota. Catch me on the Big Ten Network throughout the course of the week. Of course, see our coverage. Oh, by the way, beginning Wednesday morning on all our platforms, I'll be talking to the chair of the committee, Charles McClellan, and Dan Gavitt from the NCAA. So we'll have daily updates about the bracket process Wednesday to Sunday here on all our social media platforms. You can follow me at The Andy Katz or at The Real Andy Katz on Instagram. Thanks for engaging, everyone. Appreciate it, and have a great week watching arguably, I think, one of the best weeks of the year leading into the best postseason of any sporting event in the American sporting calendar.